Well, the First Nations School Board oversees 8 schools in the territory, but by next September, it could be many more. School councils across the Yukon are voting on whether to open up to a referendum to decide whether their schools transition to the First Nation board model. While some school councils have already made their decision to not join the referendum, that doesn't mean everybody is happy. The CBC's Robin Burns is here with more. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Ellen.
Okay, so I understand Golden Horn Elementary School Council has already voted. So what happened there?
Well, I spoke with Christine Akins. She's a member of the Golden Horn School Council. She's been on council for 3 years now, and she says council has worked very hard with school administration over the last few years to really improve numeracy and literacy at the school. She says the school council, that of course is made up of parent volunteers, is very hands-on. And she describes their school as having momentum right now and being on a positive trajectory.
We have had presentations from the First Nations School Board in the past when this resolution was first proposed a year ago. And we've continued to have conversation with them. But the evidence that we would be looking for is just not available yet, because we would want to see evidence of improved outcomes for the kids. So, you know, we, like, our job as school council is to represent the interests of the parents and the community and to advocate for what's best for the kids. So, as I said, we did hear from a small number of parents that they supported joining the First Nations School Board, but we also heard from many other parents that they didn't fully understand what that new model would look like and what the benefits would be. And as a council, we believe that it will take the new school board a few years to establish, you know, as they work to measure and improve literacy and numeracy outcomes for kids, as they work to establish their community committees. It's early days there, so they wouldn't have the data to show that there's improved outcomes yet.
So that was Christine Akins with the Golden Horn School Council, describing that the council did not pass a resolution setting the school community up to a referendum to either vote for a transition to the First Nations School Board or vote against that change.
Okay. Now, the school council member at Golden Horn mentioned parents that wanted to see the First Nations School Board absorb their school. How are they feeling?
Well, I spoke to Genoa Esquaro. By next year, she's going to have 3 kids attending Golden Horn, and she says she's really happy with the school community. And the school council had definitely opened their meetings up to discuss the matter with the wider school community. And she was there for those conversations.
And where we were coming from as the concerned parents in the room, or the parents who were standing for it to go forward to a referendum, we were saying, we want a voice. We want to be able to have a say about the education that our children are getting, how our community functions. Like, this is such a big decision for the weight of it to fall on 5 people who are sitting on a council who are all volunteer participants, and that we just want to have a say.
Parents and concerned community members do still have the option of pursuing a petition within the catchment community to say that they want to be a part of a referendum. Now, in Golden Horn's case, in their catchment, they'd need more than 600 signatures for that. And that doesn't just have to be parents of students who attend the school. It can be anyone eligible to vote within that neighborhood catchment. But Genoa says, as a busy working mom with 3 kids, she can't head that up. It's just not feasible to submit something like that by the deadline of January 30th at 4 p.m.
Okay. So will she be looking at pursuing a school in the First Nations School Board outside of her catchment then?
Well, Genoa, she's Indigenous, and this is really important to her, the First Nations School Board and the model and everything that's coming with it. But she says she loves her school community of Golden Horn. She loves it too much to leave, but she wishes that the school council at Golden Horn would just reconsider their decision.
That conversation is necessary and it needs to happen. And my feeling is now, if the opportunity is here, that it's to happen now. And I can feel the hesitation from some people of something brand new and something that is unknown. And so I think that this conversation needs to be made a priority.
According to the directorate, councils are able to resubmit their decision if they want to on the resolution on whether or not to be a part of a referendum until that 4 p.m. deadline next Monday.
Now, many other school councils are holding their meetings this week, talking about whether to pass their own resolution. So do you have a sense of how those conversations have been going?
Well, when I spoke to the executive director of the First Nation Education Directorate, Melanie Bennett, she says she's been invited to several meetings to clarify and further share information about how this new model would be implemented. But she added, after having numerous town halls last January ahead of last year's referendum, the first one, and numerous information sessions this past fall, she will only attend meetings when invited. Now, we know some school councils are opening up their discussions about the matter to the wider school community, just as Golden Horn did, but some are not. Now, I'd like to just loop back to what Genoa Esquaro had to say there a moment ago about that fear of the unknown. What's become clear to me is that there are still so many unknowns, specifically on how the First Nations School Board would handle something like the French Immersion Program. Here's Melanie Bennett on that.
Well, now that's a really interesting one because I was asked by Selkirk to bring that back to the board, and the board acknowledged that there is a French Immersion Program, but they can't be put in a position to say we would absolutely do this for the next umpteen years and put that in writing. Nobody could know. Even the Department of Education right now has to look at that on an annual basis of whether or not it fits the needs of the community. We all know that there's a new French immersion school being built. They may be encapsulating those numbers because originally the French immersion school at Selkirk was a temporary measure to fill the overflow of what was happening at Whitehorse Ecole and Whitehorse Elementary. So to answer that on a yes or no is not fair to anybody.
Now, Selkirk Elementary in Riverdale, it's a dual-stream school, so both English and French immersion. It's the only one like it in the territory. Its school council also met this week, so time will tell if that school community will head to a vote in a referendum on whether it wants to transition into being governed by the First Nation School Board.
Okay. Now, there are eight schools currently under the First Nation School Board here in the Yukon as of this past September. Have we had an update on how that transition has been going?
Well, Ellen, I did reach out to the board asking for a tour of Tikini Elementary at the beginning of the month. That school is under the First Nation School Board as of September, as you mentioned. Well, I just really wanted to check in ahead of this deadline date for the referendum. Now, my request was responded to by the board's communications director, and it sounds like they're keen on the idea of giving a tour and sort of showing what it all looks like there and what the changes have been, but just not right now, as staff are completely tasked. So the request is in, and I hope to be able to tour the school. I look forward to it and see what the changes look like in the classrooms in the next few months.
All right, Robin, thanks so much for looking into this for us.
You're welcome.